Good morning. Here's what's making news on Classic Hits WTYE. The wet and snowy weather looks like it's going to be part of our weather picture off and on through at least the middle of next week. The National Weather Service will be observing severe weather preparedness week next week, and the three-member City of Robinson Zoning Committee will meet Monday. From the Tracy Insurance and Investments Newsroom, I'm Tony Collins. Tracy Insurance and Investments, where they treat you like family. The wet and snowy weather looks like it's going to be a part of our weather picture off and on through at least the middle of next week. According to the latest forecast from the National Weather Service, there is a chance of rain and snow this afternoon before things clear off for Saturday. Clouds and precipitation are expected to return Sunday, and there's a chance of rain through Wednesday of next week. Following this weekend, we're likely not to see sunshine until late next week. Stay tuned to Classic Hits WTYE for the latest weather information. The current forecast is calling for the threat of thunderstorms to start the week, so it seems only appropriate that the National Weather Service would be observing a severe weather preparedness week next week. According to the National Weather Service, now's the perfect time to get prepared before severe weather is in the forecast. They suggest staying informed, have an emergency plan, prepare yourself and your home for an emergency, and have an emergency supply kit. Severe Weather Preparedness Week runs March 1st through the 7th. You can learn more by following the link with this story at WTYEFM.com. The three-member City of Robinson Zoning Committee will meet Monday. They'll discuss zoning for a solar panel project and look at locations for a storage building. The Zoning Committee meeting is set for Monday at 10 a.m. in the Council Chambers of the Robinson Community Center. Health officials continue their efforts to separate fact from fiction as global concern over coronavirus grows. One professor of public health at Augusta University is saying there is certainly no reason to panic over the spread of the disease in the States. Dr. Rebecca Hike says the precautions, such as closing schools or other public spaces, are not to indicate that the disease will rapidly spread, but to promote social distance. Dr. Hike is reminding everyone to practice good hygiene and stay home if you're sick. That's been a look at the news. Time now for sports on Classic Hits WTYE from the Bodybuilders Collision and Glass Sports Desk. Bodybuilders, your hometown collision center. Alan Griffin scored a career-high 24 points, including 6 3-pointers, to propel Illinois to a 74-66 victory over Northwestern. Ayo Dosunmu added 21 points for the Illini, who improved to 19-9 overall, 11-6 in the Big Ten. Illinois moved into a four-way tie for second place in the conference behind Maryland. The Illini host Indiana on Sunday. Purdue beat Indiana 57-49 at West Lafayette last night. The Boilermakers own the state bragging rights, beating the Hoosiers twice in the Big Ten regular season. Indiana returns to the court Sunday at Illinois. Purdue, which improved to 15-14, does not play again until Tuesday at number 17, Iowa. In preseason Major League Baseball action, the Cardinals dropped a 3-1 game to the Braves in North Point, Florida yesterday. Yaro Munoz drove in the lone run for St. Louis with an RBI double in the first. Dakota Hudson gave up 2 runs on 2 hits and 2 2/3 for the loss. The Cards visit the Mets today with Adam Wainwright on the mound. The Cubs were crushed by the Rangers 13-1 at Surprise Stadium. Chicago's lone run came in the fourth on an Ian Happ sack fly. Colin Ray struggled as the starter, allowing 4 runs in 1 inning for the loss. Chicago visits the Padres tonight with Tyler Chatwood taking the mound. The White Sox rallied late to beat the Mariners 6-5 in Glendale. Zach Collins and Chesler Cuthbert both homered in a 3-run seventh for Chicago. Will Concannon earned the win after tossing a perfect final frame. The Sox host the Indians today. In the NBA, the Bulls are in New York tomorrow to play the Knicks. Chicago is coming off a loss to the Thunder Tuesday. The Bulls have lost 9 of 10 and are third in the Central at 20-39. Domantas Sabonis had 20 points and 11 rebounds in the Pacers' 108-100 win over the Trailblazers in Indy last night. Miles Turner had a double-double with 14 points and 10 boards, while Malcolm Brogdon poured in 17 points. Indiana is 4-1 in its last 5 and plays tomorrow night in Cleveland. For the latest on these stories and more, visit WTYEFM.com. Follow us on Twitter at WTYE News. I'm Tony Collins.